Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from The Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back. welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. My name is Osvaldo Perez, and we have a special band here on the show today, Vancouver Killing Spree. So stay tuned.
Driving alone with my sunny west coast of the nation. This is Kid Koala.
Thank you, Los Angeles.
And you're listening to CITR in Vancouver on 101.9 FM.
The freshest acts in electronic entertainment are coming to Code Live. 3 weekends, 8 shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Friday, February 12th, celebrated DJ Kid Koala brings a special turntable cabaret show to the Center for Digital Media, 3 blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Montreal's Kid Koala, tickets $22. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
Be mine, be mine, be my love. Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs? Compact discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with
radio-ness.
I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials, I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark. And
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to. You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. We started a little late today. A lot of people here running around in the station. And we have some of them. We have a Vancouver Killing Spree here. Hey guys, how are you?
What's going on?
How are you going?
So that's where we're listening there in the back. We're gonna listen to a couple of songs during the show, but let's start telling you what we heard. We started the show with Sonic Youth. They have a new CD called The Eternal. The song was Anti-Orgasm. They are on Matador Records now. And then we listened to Transam. They have a live CD from Thrill Jockey Records. The song was Future World. The CD is called What Day Is It Tonight? Then we listen to The Subways with Rock and Roll Queen from England and The Afghan Weeks with Amphetamine and Coffee. So, yeah, we were listening to the promo of a new show, Friday Sunrise, with Jason Paulette and Mark Farabee. Check them out on Fridays, Friday morning. So, yeah, we're here with the Vancouver Killing Spree, so why don't you guys present yourself?
Myself? Yeah. I don't know if we're allowed to do that. No. This is Jamie Theories, our drummer. Jesse Wammer is our bass player.
Hello.
Brad Anderson.
Guitar and vocals.
Sometimes. they call it vocals, or screaming at
yelping.
Yelping.
Like a lost puppy.
Yeah. We got a big show coming up this Saturday night at the Rickshaw with the Bonitos and Keg Killers. So we thought we'd come on and say hello, play a couple of rock and roll songs with you.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So when is the show you said on?
Saturday night.
Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be like kind of anti-Olympic show there?
I think that's what we're aiming for. That's what we're aiming for.
Well, you know, I mean, they have all these Olympic events. You know, we got the fastest skiers down the hill, the best snowboarders in the world. So
and fastest punk rock.
So we're looking for the fastest punk rock and the hardcore rock and rollers to come down there on Saturday night. So it's going to be tons of fun, yeah.
So that's at the Rickshaw Theater?
That's right, Rickshaw Theater.
Okay, where is it? The
Main and Hastings.
Yeah, right down that neighborhood.
On Hastings.
Yeah, that's around there. It's about a block or two east of there, something like that. Yeah.
No, not even a block.
Yeah, either way, it's good. Fun neighborhood. Absolutely fun.
Yeah.
Action going on all the time.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And what's the other band? The Bandidos?
The Bonitos.
The Bonitos.
Yeah,
okay.
That's Billy Hopeless' new band.
Okay.
Halos, yeah. And Keg Killers coming over from the island to play with us too. Really looking forward to that show, actually.
Okay, yeah. So that's this Saturday. Cool. So Vancouver Killing Spree, they have an EP called "It's Not About Murder." How long this your band been going on, or what's happening?
I guess what about a year?
So? It would be about a year now that we got Jesse. Yeah.
Yeah, since we've been writing this stuff. the EP release party. That was at the Bourbon
on November 20th.
November 20th, was it? November 20th. So the disc hasn't been out for too long. So we've got it up on like iTunes and Napster and pretty much every digital outlet you can imagine. A couple of the local record stores have it too, but we're still pounding away trying to get it out to as many indie stores as we can. But we've been getting some pretty good reviews on it, so it's been rad. Yeah, Abort Magazine's a big supporter of ours.
Okay, and what's with the picture? on the cover.
That's the magical artistic work of the Purple Mesh, the Dave D'Onofrio. He's a really good friend of ours. He comes out and helps us out with a lot of the artwork for a lot of our promo shots and stuff, a lot of our shows. He's a great guy.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so should we listen to the first song, which is called Tachi Magun?
Yeah, that's great. That's an awesome song.
Okay, what does that mean?
The story behind that?
Uh-huh. It's relatively unrelated to Jesse's historical family. That's probably the best way to put it. I don't know if you're going into any more detail than that, but rock out to it.
Wow, is it that private?
Develop your own interpretation.
Okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM, and let's listen to this song.
fucking brain. It's a pain, stain. It's a pain, 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 it's a stain, stain, stain.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you care.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pick my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
So we were listening there to Vancouver Killing Spree and then the London Outs. So we're gonna listen to this song, Poor Impulse Control.
Yeah.
What does it talk about?
This is just about losing it. Absolutely losing it.
That's Vancouver Killing Spree. The song was Poor Impulse Control. Oh, about losing it was the song.
Yeah, pretty much. It was just snapping.
In a nutshell, yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So these guys are playing on Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater on Main and Hastings with the Bonitos. And what's the other band?
The Cave Killers.
And they're coming from Victoria, is it?
Yeah, I think they're from Victoria, yeah.
From Victoria. Okay. Pretty cool. Any other shows coming after that?
Well, we have the Bourbon on... Ooh, what's the next month? March? March 13th?
What day is it?
What year is it? On March 13th.
A little bit of St. Paddy's Day shenanigans.
Yeah, that's right.
A time there.
Bring your beer goggles.
Okay.
Beer goggles, yep.
But if you're Irish, no drinking for you.
we're playing with Gentlemen Prefer Blondes and One Life Animal that night. Yeah, we played with One Life Animal a little while ago at an emergency show at the Media Club one night. They called us 2 days ahead of time. They were like, hey, are you available to play the show at the Media Club? And we were like, I don't know, maybe. And they're like, well, we hope so, because you're at the top of the bill. We're like, oh, they already had the posters made and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we were like, yeah, all right, we'll come down. And then we played with those guys. That was an awesome night, too. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of fun. So we were a little bit worried.
Really good.
We were like, but... Yeah, started out, and that's actually where we hooked up with Red 9 Productions, so the guys that are putting together the event at the Bourbon.
Okay.
March 13th, so okay. That's another Saturday night. It's going to be a blast.
At the legendary Bourbon 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. Any plans for the Olympics?
Plans for the Olympics, right?
Stay at home.
I'll tell you a few plans I might have for the Olympics. Yeah, I don't know. I was in...
Nothing incriminating.
I was living in Calgary when I was a kid in the 80s, and I don't know, luckily enough, I lived out in a bit of a subdivision, but every now and again, you wander downtown, and you see all these pin vendors on every single corner of the street. One word of warning that I have for you guys, really, those pins are not going to be worth anything 10 years from now. I promise you. So.
Have you tried to sell them on eBay? Or
I tried, man, and they wouldn't take them from me.
I'll give you 10 cents. Yeah. 10 of them.
Yeah, I think that there's going to be an anti-Olympic gathering at the art gallery on the 12th, which is Friday. I think it's when the Olympics start.
Yeah.
I think so, no?
Yeah, I read there was a little flyer. There was some stuff going on out at UBC or...
Yeah.
Plans? I don't know. I haven't really heard.
Oh, at UBC, I don't know. I don't know really. Because, well, you know, the listeners of CITR are not rich people, so I don't think most of the listeners are going to be going to the sporting events.
No.
So there's a lot of protests going around town, so if you don't want to mix the action,
yeah,
it's going to be a lot of happening around town. And lots of free concerts, too, so check them out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that's going to be the best part. Lots of music.
Yeah, that's the best part. Well, at the end, it's our money, no? It's the taxpayers' money paying for this, so at least some of the...
At least we should get some kickback.
Some, yeah. Somebody can take a little advantage of that. And so we have this that is posted in bandmusic.ca. It's an advice for tourists from Mark Embry. So we'll be back after this.
Everything else. Even water kills people, right? The government water kills people, and malaria, bad things in the water we drink, and the killing people all the time around the world, even North America. Marijuana doesn't kill anybody, right? That's pretty much a miracle. Because there's nothing you can say that doesn't kill people. Everything kills people except marijuana. Right, like, I mean, everything. Sugar, salt, fats kill people, aspirin kills people, pharmaceuticals kill people, alcohol kills people, tobacco, fast cars kill people, guns kill people. These are all legal, they're everywhere, right? It's all, you know, killing people left and right, that's okay. Marijuana, the one thing in the whole planet doesn't kill you, yeah, we gotta kill that, destroy that, so it's new.
And for tourists that come to Vancouver, how safe for them is to smoke marijuana? Police gonna...
Oh, yeah, if you're a visitor, you're going to be very safe, and there are nice places, but you know what, one should, as a visitor, always be, you know, cautious, erring on the side of caution, because, you know, if you smoke and all of a sudden a policeman is right beside you, he may search you. Do you want to be searched? Do you want to, maybe you lose your marijuana, maybe it's embarrassing, maybe you're from a place you get very nervous, maybe, you know, you're not here legally, all sorts of things, right? So it's best never to have a conversation with the policeman if you don't need to, right? So if you're going to smoke, smoke in the big parks. We have beautiful parks, right? And it's beautiful smoke outside and the mountains and all these places, you know. And even if you smoke downtown, just sit somewhere where you can see everybody else and smoke it there. And they just carry the one joint. So when it's done, it's done. It doesn't matter. Because smoking pot is not against the law. It's not illegal. It's possessing pot that's illegal.
Thank you. riot, and we'll take those fuckers down. Grab your baseball bat, smash this shit apart. Violence is where it's at. Come on, fuckers, take part. We'll show them all. Let's take a 10-year set. Your back's against the wall. Welcome to the pit. Let's go start a riot. Start a fucking riot. Let's go start a riot. And we'll take those fuckers down. Riot.
Here, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
We'll be right back.
So those were a couple of anti-Olympic songs there, and and advice there from Mark Embry for all tourists that are coming.
That's right. Keep yourself in the parks.
Yeah, keep yourself in the parks and the mountains. Well, I don't think the mountains are going to be very secure this couple of weeks.
No.
But I'm sure you can find some pretty.
I think they're just walking around to make themselves look like, you know, here's our presence. Be afraid.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to bust you for anything, though.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's right, I said the B word.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, they took away all the places to hide them. All the garbage cans are gone downtown.
I know, they're all clear plastic
now.
Right. That's
put
crazy.
In plastic bags, so you got nowhere to hide your bombs, terrorists.
Or your leave them at home. Or your weed.
Yeah, but you can find always some solitary places there.
There's nice apples.
Or as Mark was describing, out in the middle of a park somewhere, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we were listening there to The Reckoning. This is a Vancouver band. They have this song called Riot, especially for the Olympics. And then we were listening there to Sinister Black. That's what's
Sinister Black's awesome. Sorry, I just wanted to throw that out there. Yeah, we just did that show at the Eldorado with them a couple weeks ago. And so that's where I met you guys.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Oh, was it ever a good show?
I was there at Eldorado.
Yeah.
The El Dorito.
Alter Ego Productions with Carla and Mike put that on. Oh, man. They went and rented a bunch of gear. Big sound system. Sounded great in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got tons of good feedback from that show.
Yeah. They're having some shows coming there.
Yeah, that's soon. Right. Brand new units playing with Hard Feelings.
And The Manipulators.
What that's next? It's a Friday night. I can't remember. I think it's on my Facebook events.
Yeah, probably it's in mine too. Well, we'll later check that out.
Really looking forward to that show. Yeah, I think it's late February, like the 27th or something. Seems to ring a bell. I don't know. I don't want to misquote the date. Because you should go.
Okay. Yeah, check out El Dorado. Because now that the cobalt is gone, it's gonna
so sad.
Yeah, but anyway, so Sinister Black, the song was Box in My Teeth. Yeah,
one of my favorite tracks by those guys.
Yeah.
Vancouver. So let's listen to The Pretender. That's another Vancouver Killing Spree. So.
Yeah, that's an old title. That's been worked and reworked. There was an old recording of that song. It was actually supposed to be on a compilation out of Ontario a while back, and I don't know, something happened with that project, fell through, but we jumped through the hoops and re-recorded it anyway. We do most of our recordings out in North Van with Lab Chris DeMarcus and at Harborside Studios. And anyway, so it didn't make it on the disc because it didn't feel like it was part of the same project, really.
Okay.
And it's an awesome song. We paid a bunch of money to record it, so listen to it, let us enjoy it.
Okay, yeah.
And one day maybe this compilation that it's supposed to be on will come out.
Maybe one day.
In the next 5 years, 20, something like that.
Okay, and then let's listen to Motorama.
Yes!
This is an old Vancouver band also. We'll play Drugs, Guns, and Liquor. And then East Bumps. This is a new band by Jerry Jen Wilson, ex-JP5.
Yay.
Drunk by Six is the name of the song. Yeah. So let's start with The Pretender. You're listening to 101.9 FM. My simple mind can't comprehend. What do you want? What am I in the end?
Someone else's lips. Busy living it. Life ain't born cause we're too busy living. Yeah. I'm a bad, bad girl.
Everybody's got a different take.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. We have Vancouver Killing Spree here on the show.
Hello again.
Hey. And okay, so we were listening there to the Riptides. These guys are from Ontario. They have a city called Tales from Planet Earth,
which rocks.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool hard punk rock. It's been a pretty energetic show today here at the Morning After Show. The song was She Gets Around. Before then, we listened to the East Bumps with Drunk by Six. These girls like their tequila.
I appreciate them.
Before them, Motorama, which are friends of yours, no?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Like tequila too.
Yeah, they like tequila awesome. Too.
Ryan and Marcus are great guys. Yeah, we saw their show at the Bounce Pub last Friday.
Bounce Pub?
Yeah, we were bouncing around from show to show all night, actually. We were at Big John Bates at the Rickshaw, and then we saw this group Swarm, crazy drum percussive group, and then we bolted over to the Bourbon and caught No Other Way, the last bit of their set there, which was awesome, and then we were like back to the Rickshaw, and we watched a little bit of Hank and Lily, and some Big Drive Bates, and then we were like, okay, let's go to Pat's Pub. We gotta finish this off with Motorama. We're like running there, like, yeah! And yeah, it was a pretty epic night. It was a lot of fun. But I got the disc from him that night. I've been meaning to get one from him forever, but.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe play with him a few times.
The city's called Deer Track Specialist, and the song was Drugs, Guns, Liquor. Yeah. Cool. And what else? Oh, you're going on tour, no?
Yeah, that's right. We've got May, I think we're leaving on May 14th, and we're just going straight through. It's a little mini West Coast tour. We're going to hit Banff, Calgary, Edmonton, and we're going to come all the way back through. We're going to do a lot of little ones like Lethbridge, Red Deer, Wymer or Emer? I always get this wrong. Jamie always.
I think Wymer.
Wymer?
Wymer.
That's how the locals say
it. We definitely got to stop off in Wymer.
Nelson.
Jesse Wymer.
And we got to stop off there.
So we've got a couple of shows that are actually booked already, which is crazy because it's like 3 months away, but we're doing the Distillery in Calgary on the 15th. Okay. Which is going to be epic. That bar looks absolutely awesome. We've got that show in Nelson at the Royal. I can't remember which night that was, though.
That's, where are you leaving for the tour?
The 14th. Actually, all the dates are listed on our MySpace
14 of
May.
Of May?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's cool.
Yeah, we started booking quite a bit lately, and things got kind of mental, so we actually took on Alter Ego Productions. Chaos and Mike are managing all of our show bookings and stuff like that now, and they're doing an awesome job. We're going to be hitting the island on that tour, too. Victorian and IMO, and then I think Whistler's supposed to be our last night. Yeah, Victoria's the Friday night, I think.
I think it's the Monday.
Victoria? Friday
weekend.
And IMO. Oh.
What's Victoria? The weekend then? What's a long weekend?
May Day long weekend.
Oh, is it May Day long weekend?
Yeah.
What month is it?
September.
This is October and December.
Yeah, it's all in May, but all the dates that we're aiming at to be in certain cities are all posted on our MySpace page. We got a couple shows booked already. We still haven't got a tour kickoff party, so if anybody's got a line on some kick ass at the beginning of May,
okay.
Well, it's actually my fault. When I sent Carla the itinerary, the very first iteration of it, I think I accidentally did it with the 2009 calendar, and you know, Thursday isn't Thursday in 2010, so we had a tour kickoff booked, and then we had to cancel it and reschedule and blah 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 blah. But anyway,
yackety schmackety,
we got to get something together for that. But
we will play.
We will play.
Okay.
We will play.
So, but you're playing this Saturday.
That's right.
At the Rickshaw Theater, no?
Yeah. Yes. Very excited about that. Yeah. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah. It's the first time you play there?
Yes.
At the Rickshaw,
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been meaning to get in there for a while now, but I mean, this is a perfect night for it. I mean, the Benitos are going to be awesome. Keg Killers are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a really fun show. And I've seen a few of the gigs there lately. Like, just like what they did with that theater is just killer. Like, the stage is huge. Sound system's huge.
It's going to be a pretty big stage for a three-piece.
Well, 700-person capacity in there. Like, it's going to be a really, really fun night.
Okay, yeah. Looking forward for that. So let's listen to another song from Vancouver Killing Spree. What's with the name? of the band?
The Vancouver Killing Spree.
Yeah.
Oh. How do we want to approach that one?
Yeah. You know, like the EP says, it really isn't about murder. I mean, like, when it really comes down to it, it's all just about getting out there and killing it, you know? Whenever we get on stage, you know, we get excited. We get stoked about playing. I mean, we play 3 or 4 nights a week. We don't have lives outside of playing in a band. It's all about getting out there and killing it with the music, and I think that's...
And in general, day-to-day life, too, just... Killing it.
Okay, so let's listen to the song that it's called Vancouver Killing Spree.
Excellent. I believe we've got to.
Back here, 101.9 FM.
Woo!
This is the morning after show. So we were listening there to Propagandhi with this song, "Fucking Rich, Fuck the Poor." Was the name of the song?
Yeah, they just played at the rickshaw.
Nothing to do with the Olympics,
too, didn't they?
No. Sorry,
they just played at the rickshaw like about a month ago or so. Too, didn't they?
Maybe.
No, it was longer than that.
Wasn't it? That was a couple months ago.
And then and they're on the cover of Explain magazine right now too, I think.
Bring it back, man. I love them. Oh yeah.
And what else? We listened to Mudhoney also there. Grandpas of grunge there from Seattle. The song was Flat Out Fucked. Nothing to do with what's happening here either. And yeah, so your show on Saturday.
Yeah.
And then tour on May. Then when are you planning a full LP release, or what's happening?
It's gotta happen sometime this year.
Hopefully this fall.
Yeah.
Hopefully this fall.
Yeah, we're in the middle of writing songs right now. We got a few that we're super happy with that will most likely definitely be included on the disc. And
but we've got six that we've hate and we're not putting on the disc.
And that we'll probably put a re-record a couple from the EP maybe too, and I don't know, we'll just have to see how it goes, but
okay.
In the long run we're really hoping to get a disc out this year, full disc.
Okay, what's the song that it's that you're pushing?
The single
of
our single? I don't know, I like all of them, they're kind of like your children. He can't want love one more than the other one.
it would have either been Thatcher Magoon or VKS, maybe?
I'd guess the VKS. I mean, it's sort of self-titled.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why not? Sure, let's make it the VKS one.
Yeah,
that's the one we're pushing.
Where are you listening to that one?
Poor Impulse's Control is really good, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh,
Why not Ball Peen Hammer? We should push that one as a single.
Oh, yeah, Ball Peen Hammer is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ball Peen Hammer is all about when I fell down and busted my junk.
It's kind of gross.
And couldn't walk for 2 months and had to have a catheter in and was in the hospital and bleeding, ejaculating blood. Am I allowed to say that word? It's a dirty word.
Yeah.
Absolutely disgusting. But yeah,
Well, never mind. Ball Peen Hammers. That's what it was. Big Beck. Ball Peen Hammers.
Big Black Ball Peen Hammers. That's a great song.
Okay, so let's listen to a couple of songs before we say goodbye. Oops, one I don't have here. Okay, so let's play this Hungarian song from the well-hung funk rock eruption European psychedelic songs from the communist Hungary.
Yeah. Sounds like a mouthful.
That's wow.
Lunchtime band.
Yeah, lunchtime band. I've heard you play a couple songs from this before. It's a great collection.
Yeah, we've been playing the whole album. We're just two songs that we're missing, so we're going to play one today, and next show we'll play the other one.
Right on.
My Hungarian language coach, she's in the other room, so I'll try to pronounce this good. So the song is Iles. And the song Nekem Oli Mindegi.
Wow.
So that was the Hungarian song of today, Illes with Nekem Oli Mindegi. And so on February 18 at 121 Hidley Street, these guys are going to be playing. They're called Near Blue. And it's a new space there at 121 Hidley Street. That's on Strathcona. So pretty cool. Let's listen to this before we go, and then we'll be right back. Near Blue, they're playing on the 18th, so we'll have more information about that. If you like this energetic show of today, you can podcast it at www.citr.ca. The podcast is there. You can subscribe to it, or you can also go to www.bandmusic.ca. We have also podcasts of the shows there. Next week, Jay Beck is playing live here at the show, so don't miss that. Very talented musician. It's going to be a treat having him here playing for all of you. Today, Vancouver Killing Spree. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Coming out.
Don't miss these guys on Saturday at the Rickshaw Theater. And we have also tickets to give away for the Bob Marley's Bash Party tomorrow at the Legion. So give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR. And let's leave you with the Kidnap Kids and then Cliff Nesteroff with Laugh Tracks. Kidnap Kids are going to be coming to the show in a couple of weeks. So
sweet.
We'll be playing live here too. So thanks, guys.
Thank you.
See you next week. For tickets, 822-2487.
that I can't call this place my home.